the tractors, it's a bit like, some people say it's like drugs, you get addicted to it, you get one and then you see something else and you wouldn't mind that, and then it grew to be nearly 140.
You could say tractors have taken over Bill Shanley's life. He's got sheds full of them on his farm here, near Cooma in southern New South Wales. Oh, and he's forgotten to mention he was also crowned the world's best tractor collector by National Geographic back in 2014.
I've sold off probably 20 in the last 12 months of tractors that I don't think I'll ever get restored, or with what I've got left, I've got to live to be 120.
Hello, I'm Josh Becker. Bill Shanley was just 11 when he caught the tractor bug. His dad bought a little 1958 International Farmaway to use on the family's farm. He jumped into the driver's seat and the rest, as they say, is history.
When we got the tractor, he couldn't drive it, and I was 11 and I said I'd have a go, and the man with the tractor said, well, I'm doing better than me father. So I got the job, and I still got the job. But it must get into your blood a bit, I think, and that's what got me going. And then I had race horses, show horses, harness horses, eventually got out of all of them and started just collecting tractors.
As he approaches retirement, Bill Shanley is thinking of winding down his sheep and cropping enterprise, but the tractor bug persists. He's even got another on the way from America.
There's 62 tractors up in that shed.
Right, okay, so we've got a few sheds to look through.
Yeah.
Let's start in this one here. You can tell that it's a working shed because there's a few things around the place.
Yeah, it's got in a bit of a mess at the moment. It's called pulling too many things apart and not enough time to clean up afterwards.
Well, should we take a look at one and maybe get one of them going?
Well, we can walk around and have a look. This is the tractor that I won the official world champion tractor collector with. It was the tractor that I made up out of 25 different tractors.
It's a orange Chamberlain tractor. Tell us what's particularly rare and special about this one.
There was never many of that 55 made, 55 KA, and I couldn't find one to buy, and a scrappy gave me a block. And then that started the rot. Then I chased parts for years and gradually built the block up to a motor, and then got a tractor that would have had that engine in but was it pulled apart. And put the engine in and got the tractor back together again. And it's back to the original as what it would have been, and probably runs as good as what it did the day it was made.
And is it still functional, still using it today?
We took it over and put a 25-tine scarifier behind it and worked it for half a day, and it never missed a beat.
Would we be able to get one started for us, Bill?
Well, it was one of the cheapest tractors I bought, and it's the one I have the most fun with, but it's an old John Deere 5010, which is 127 horsepower, but being fitted with a turbo. And I've taken it to 12 tractor pulls, and I've never got beaten with it. It's such a heavy old thing, and even tractors of its own, of the same make, it still beats them, but it's certainly got the will to win. I'll start it up for you.
And so how much do you reckon this whole collection's worth here, Bill?
Oh,
can you put a monetary value on it?
Is the treasurer listening? I don't know. We would... Well, there's about 130 tractors, and if you valued them from anything from some making 20 to some making 1,000, but if you, I don't know, work on 5 or 6,000, work that out.
More than that, it's about the time you would have spent and how much of a commitment you've made.
Some of the restored tractors, really, people ask too much money and you say, oh, I'm not paying that much for it. And that's why you end up buying one that... I try to buy one that's mechanically good. You can always pretty them up, but once you start rebuilding motors and things like that, you spend a lot of money. And then you can go too far with some tractors. And some people do them up beautifully. I leave the old John Deere that I tractor pull with looking a bit ordinary. People don't think it's going to do much, but it puts the pretty ones to shame.
So what's the next step and the future for you here, Bill?
Oh, well, there's some that I want to do up. I've got to live to be 120 to finish them, as I say, but I don't know what'll happen with them in the end. I know you can't take them with you unless they change the law, but eventually someone will end up with them. A lot of them I've restored, which were scrap. And now that I have restored them, someone else will buy them and they'll stand the test of time. That's, you've saved the life of the poor old tractor.